Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Hormonal balance. Hormonal balance. The public understands that word so well. Today, we're going to work hard and work deep to eliminate that terminology. Because all too often, you walk into the office and you're connected to this reality that your symptom, your headache, your irritability, your loss of muscle mass, your low back pain, your memory issues, your sagging skin, your cystic acne has something to do with hormones. And although you're right, you're wrong. Because what you've concluded, and this will be the point of the show today, what you've concluded, because you've got this relationship with this terminology, hormonal imbalance, what you've concluded is that your doctor, your medical doctor, your herbalist, your whoever has a solution for you in the form of a pill, whether it's a pharmaceutical drug or an herb. And this doesn't go that far. This doesn't cut it. If you're really, really imbalanced hormonally, to get out of that hole, you've got to understand what that means. You've got endometriosis. You've got polycystic ovaries. You can't get pregnant. You're going through the worst bleed out during menopause. You're a man with erectile dysfunction. You can't build your muscles. Your pectoral muscles are starting to look like breasts. Everybody's got a sense that what's going on is hormonal. And what Madison Avenue has been able to tell you, what they've convinced you, is that they've got the herbal solution, they've got the pharmaceutical solution. In fact, allopathic medicine has created, and so has holistic medicine, an entire industry on the back of this. It's called anti-aging medicine. We've now unlocked the secrets of the hormones, and on that basis, we're going to make you look 30 when you're 90, whether you get a facelift or not. Now, I'm the first person, as you know, to support herbs, and we all know where we can get the best. However, there's deeper meaning to nutrition. There's deeper meaning to the physiology of your body as it relates to the hormone and hormonal imbalance. And once again, all you've got to do is get yourself a little bit more educated. That's the ticket. This isn't hard. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. The rest of you, I'm sure, are on the website right now. And look at the pictures. Go to the literature section and go to the pictures for today. What hormonal balancing really means. So by the conclusion of the show, never shall you again in your life, if you really take this in, and if you can't take it in fully, then get on the website and listen to the show again and again until it sinks in. What you're never going to do from this point on is walk in and say, it's your hormones. Doctor, it's my hormones. Doctor, it's not that I haven't gotten my sleep. Doctor, it's not that there are 50 things affecting my health and my hormones, but it's my hormones. And after the doctor explains, enumerates all the different things you need to do to bring your health back up, in his mind, to tell you so that your hormones will balance, which is your concern, you turn around and say, doctor, what do I do for my hormones? My audience is not going to do this. You won't do this anymore. And I want you to learn this show well enough so you can take it to where the rubber hits the road. And that's when you've got the symptom, you've got the headache, you're in pain, you're exhausted, you're nervous, you're absolutely out of control, you went to the medical doctor, you didn't get good news, you know there's something lurking out there as it relates to hormones, and then these lectures go out the window. Or perhaps not. A little anatomy, a little physiology, as always. Let's learn the essences of the hormonal picture. First of all, got to do it with pictures. Picture number 9. Take a good look at that sweet, gorgeous picture. Now, there's a steroid hormone. If you're just driving and you can't listen, or you just haven't hit the 21st century with the computer yet, how we fight that computer each week. Each week I'm on my knees begging you to get the computer, to learn to use the computer. Yeah, this is a nutrition show, but you know what? I need to teach. I can't teach you without a computer. I can't help you without a computer. Parts of that computer, yes, it just might be the beast. But that's not the right perspective. Learn it so the beast can work for you. I don't know what other way to say it. So look at that. Picture number 9, that computer. There's the steroid hormone. The steroid hormone circulating outside the cell. That steroid hormone was synthesized first with its cholesterol base. Gee, I thought cholesterol was a bad thing. No, you know it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a vital thing. When people don't get their fats, when they don't digest their fats, when they don't emulsify their fats, when they don't have enough fat on their body. I mean, how did we do that in this country? The female persona is a 90-pound model. That's what we stick on the covers. That's the message. Do we wonder why Malibu? Do we wonder why Pacific Palisades? Do we wonder why some of the wealthiest geographies in the United States have graduating high school classes of females, 20% of whom are anorexic or bulimic? And we're running around wondering about hormonal balance. We can't even make our hormones. How much Kool-Aid do we have to drink? In any event, there's that steroid hormone, synthesized off cholesterol in the liver, messed around in your ovaries, in your adrenals, in your thyroid, in your testes, played with that steroid hormone to produce the hormone itself. And that hormone goes through the membrane of the cell. And there you see it, where that little blue thing meets the gold thing. The hormone receptor complex enters the nucleus. Now, what does that mean? Very simple. The hormone goes through the blood, goes to the membrane of the cell, and there's a receptor for it. There's a friend. There's an ally with its arms open, a big, fat, beautiful couch that's telling the hormone to go sit in it. After the hormone crosses the membrane, it sits in the receptor, and that hormone receptor complex enters the nucleus where the DNA is. And the DNA has binding sites, so the cell membrane has binding sites. The nuclear membrane knows how to let it in. And then the DNA has binding sites too, and the hormone talks to the DNA, and then the DNA transcripts to the RNA, and the RNA transcripts whatever the hormone wants it to do. When you think hormone, you think DNA. You don't get more gut into the cell than the DNA. Mind you, really, this whole picture is under the wave off the autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic system. So number one, ladies especially, but all of us, if you don't have autonomic balance, you will not have hormonal balance. So I'll repeat that. If you don't have autonomic balance, you're not going to have hormonal balance. And if you're new to the show, listen to any of the shows I've done that have the word stress in them. You may have to integrate the show into any one of the other shows we've done. Certainly when we get to liver, you're going to have to get back to show number 20. Then there's show number 2 on stress. Then there are many other shows on stress. So there's that hormone talking to the DNA, and the DNA just spits out orders to the RNA, and the RNA transcripts the protein, and then you say that that hormone has been activated. It's produced in the cell what it's supposed to produce. So testosterone is supposed to do bigger muscles. Estrogen is supposed to make the skin a little thicker, and so on and so forth. Thyroxine is supposed to allow all the cellular machinery, all the actions and equations in the cell to speed up. Cortisol is supposed to paralyze the immune system to control the inflammatory response. Every hormone has its function, but they all kind of work the same way. So that's picture number 9. Now, picture number 10, you're seeing the same thing once again, and we won't get into it. But look at 9 and 10 so you can get a good sense of what we're talking about when we say hormonal function. All right. Second insight, the hormonal system works on a feedback loop. This is the genius. This is what you just get so excited about if you can really reach down deep. Suppose I told you, Mr. Smith, that your hormonal issues with testosterone are because your hypothalamic pituitary axis from head trauma is all imbalanced, and your hormonal imbalance is structurally derived. I mean, that's at least 100 years ahead of itself. And yet there are doctors out there today that understand that. We just can't get the public to understand it. What? He told me when that football hit me in the head in high school, or I rolled my truck down the side of a hill when I was 18, that that's the reason my testicles are shrinking? Yeah, that's the reason. You've got to reach a little deeper here. So let's understand feedback loops. Let's look at picture number four. There is a beautiful one. No, I'm going to take that back. That's a little too much for now. Let's just look at picture number 1. Hypothalamus, pituitary, peripheral endocrine gland, and targets. Look at that, picture number 1. It's telling you that if you're talking about a hormone, the first thing, so let's talk about estradiol or testosterone. The level, the amount of circulating free testosterone or free estrogen that's circulating in your blood is being supervised by the hypothalamus gland up in your head. So, right, what's coming out of your ovaries and testes is being supervised by what is up in the base of your skull. Let's make that connection. That opens up a whole other world if you can just take that in. Suppose you're missing your teeth and your bite's off. Suppose your bite's crooked. Suppose you clench all night long. Suppose you've had head trauma and your cranial bones are displaced. Suppose the hypothalamus is sitting in the cella turcica of the sphenoid bone and that sphenoid bone is all twisted. Right there, you've changed the entire perspective of what we mean by hormonal regulation, hormonal supervision, and therefore hormonal balance. Okay, you're getting it. I know you're getting it. So that hypothalamus connected into your pituitary, sitting in your sphenoid bone, is reacting to the amount of circulating estradiol or testosterone or cortisol or thyroxine. And that hypothalamus sends a message to the pituitary gland, which is a millimeter or so below it. And then that pituitary gland sends a message chemically, in part electronically, sends a message to your gland. So the testes is under supervision of the hypothalamus. So the testes is talking to the hypothalamus, which talks to the pituitary, and then the pituitary sends a message back to the testes. And you're in a loop. It's called a feedback loop. Now, that's kind of a superficial analysis. But what it's telling you is there's no way you can talk about testosterone by itself. There's no way you can talk about estrogen by itself. There is no way you can talk about cortisol, aldosterone, adrenaline, epinephrine by itself. Everybody's talking to everybody. Hormonal balance is the product of a complicated network of interrelationships, infinitely more complicated than we understand. But functionally speaking, you can heal you if you understand it. Otherwise, you're going to stay addicted. If you're even smart enough to get into natural medicine, you're still going to stay addicted to a very low-level understanding of what to do. When you get up in the morning and you say, gee, this symptom's connected to my hormones. I know it's hormonal, doctor. Twice a month, I get these big pimples on my face. I know it's related to my period. It's hormonal. You're right, and as you can see, you're wrong, because, again, and I'll repeat it because it's worth repeating. If in this ever complicated, divine, marvelous, symphony-like relationships between all the various fingers of your glandular hormonal system, you're going to reduce it to a pill, you're being unbelievably naive. Not my audience. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. 714-850-1007. We're gathering a large group here tomorrow. We're going to talk about cancer. The Medici Institute for Nutritional Education. Three active classes. Tomorrow, we're assembling a good-sized group. I have one space left for somebody that really wants to get the straight talk. We're going to start at 11. We'll finish 6, 7 o'clock. We'll break for a lunch. Give us a ring. I've got one space left for somebody that really wants to open up an educationally oriented approach to your health. The return on it against the cost is overwhelmingly in your favor. This stuff costs pennies to do on your investment. There's the feedback loop. And every hormone works via a hypothalamic pituitary connection to the particular gland and then back up to the hypothalamus. You got to keep that in mind, because we'll be talking about factors that influence that hormonal regulation. Two concepts then. Concept number one, how the hormone really works, and feedback loops. Bravo. Now, another large concept. Another large concept, when you're concerned about hormonal balance, comes from an understanding of how these hormones are synthesized in relationship to each other. So I want you to get to picture number seven. Look at that. Look at that masterpiece of human engineering. It's showing you on this picture that your hormones begin, your steroid hormones. So that's going to be your estradiol, your estrone, your estriol, your testosterone, your adrenaline, your aldosterone, your dihydroepiandrosterone, your pregnenolone. All begin with cholesterol. Cholesterol's converted to the steroid base. So that picture of cholesterol there on the top, good old cholesterol, 75-80% of which your liver is making. 80% of which the liver is making. Yeah, I pause because I want you to take that in. There's got to be something absurd about this cholesterol issue that we're having. Why are we giving people drugs to kill the liver's production of cholesterol? God put that there for a reason. Just think about that on another day. That cholesterol's converted to the steroid base, and then that steroid goes over to the particular target organ. But I want you to take a look at the word pregnenolone. Pregnenolone, you can see it across that. Lots of hormone. from progesterone to cortisol to aldosterone to the estrogens then begin as cholesterol, begin as the steroid hormone, begin as pregnenolone, and then cycle on to progesterone. Now, you want to talk about hormonal balance? Lay this one on for size. Let's lay this one on for size. Look at the bottom there. Look at the bottom of that picture where it says cortisol, cortisol. That means, if you follow, that progesterone that's produced is the base through which cortisol is produced. Well, let me ask you a question. If all of that cortisol is being continually sucked out of your body because you're in sympathetic dominance, you're under high stress, you're the monkey in the cage, you're the rat in the rat race performing circus acts, you're too busy to eat right, you're too busy to sleep, you're too busy because you're working, you're too busy because you're grinding it on down, you're too busy and too stressed because you're working out your mommy daddy stuff still. All the cortisol that you have to produce to compensate you from going up in a mass of inflammatory death, a mass of free radical death, a mass of free radical oxidatively oriented, free radical apoptotic, senescent, and unfortunately ultimately malignant cell forms. All that cortisol is doing what? It's draining out your progesterone. But your progesterone is basing, it's the base for your other hormones. Now, there's an example. I want you to take that into yourself. Because when we talk about hormonal balance, doctor, I don't have enough of this or enough of that. You can see just from the way things are sequenced in the body that if the stress, if the cortisol levels go high enough, it'll shunt off other hormones because it's drawing on those same progesterone bases. Now, there's one of about 10 different insights I'll give you today into the depth of the word hormonal balance. So, yeah, you think, well, I get that. That means I have to pump more progesterone into the body. It doesn't work that way. You have to regulate your cortisol appropriately. You have to take the stressors out of the body. You've got to bring the body into parasympathetic zones. You have to eliminate those toxic relationships, and if you can't, you've got to get connected to your body. There's the smart money. So doctor, I'm sure this is hormonal imbalance. What could my sex hormones, like my testosterone, or my estrogen, or my progesterone, have possibly to do with the fact that I'm under stress? Everyone's under stress. So why do I have to listen to this dialogue about stress, doctor, when factually everyone's under stress? See, and this is how we rationalize our way out of what? Cure. Cure. The real solutions come from understanding. The real solutions come from life changes. And yes, it's wonderful. Don't ever get me wrong. It's wonderful to use nutritional medicine. It's wonderful to use God's plants to help yourself, what grows out of the earth, processed divinely, exquisitely. It's wonderful to use that, but of course not at the exclusion of what I just said. This has a little insight for you then into what we mean by hormonal balance. Now let's build on this. We've got to build on this because the word hormonal balance means so much more. Aromatase. I'm going to say this first. Aromatase converts testosterone into estrogen. So I want you to take a look at aromatase. I want you to get down then to picture number... Let's go to picture number 13. Take a look at picture number 13. I'm sorry, that's the wrong picture. We're going to get to that in a moment. I want you to take a look at picture number... I think 18 would be the best. Look at picture number 18. Picture number 18 says the obesity estrogen cycle. Estrogen, that's women. No, gentlemen, that's your shrinking testicles. That's your erectile dysfunction. That's your testosterone levels dropping far lower than they're supposed to drop. That's your testosterone levels at 200 when they ought to be at 800. Why? Fat. When you have too much fat on the body, you produce an enzyme called aromatase. You can see it on the right there in that picture. Again, we're looking at picture number, what is it, 18 or so? Yes. Increased aromatase forces the conversion of testosterone into estradiol. Obesity. 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 80 pounds, 100 pounds overweight. Lots of us have been there, and lots of us are using Viagra, and lots of us are looking for testosterone supplementation. This is a joke. Forget it. Not that Viagra may not work, but is it worth the cost? Well, maybe yes, but heavily long-term, no. It's not worth the cost. Not when, if you lost the fat, you'd stop converting the testosterone your testes are making into estradiol. You can use your testosterone for what you're supposed to use it for. So doctor, I mean, these ads are, I think these ads are wonderful, actually. I mean, commercially speaking, the ads on YouTube, the ads on the radio, the ads for testosterone supplementation and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, it's kind of like Lasix. I mean, you got to marvel at them in a sense. Who needs to lose weight when you have Viagra? Who needs to lose weight when we've got testosterone supplementations now that are marvelous and dished out? Unbelievable the amount of art going into these commercials. I wish nutrition could do that kind of a job. Truly, I wish we could market it out that well. I wish we could market out education that well. I wish we could have 25 people testifying to the fact that since they took the time to learn what testosterone balance was about, since they just reached a little deeper to learn it, they've quadrupled their testosterone production without Viagra, without testosterone supplementation, just by getting healthy. Boy, do I wish we could market that out. But you got to let life live as it does. So check these ads out. Unbelievable. And half these guys on these ads are a good 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds overweight. You can see the decay in their teeth. You can see the imbalance in their bite. You can see the exhaustion on their face. You can see them doing all these different things. Hormonal balance. Weight. Number one place you'll make your testosterone more like estrogen. Hormonal balance. Increase in insulin. Increased insulin in the blood. Your levels aren't correct. You're dysfunctionally, hormonally. You're a female with facial hair. You're a female with polycystic ovaries, endometriosis, infertility, terrible periods, and facial hair. And you're only 12 years old. Or you're 70 years old and you're growing a beard. You remember Granny? She'd give you that big kiss. And you'd kind of be curious why she had black hair on her upper lip. Yeah. That's hormonal balance. Who wants that? Where does it come from? As you spike your insulin, if you're a female, you produce more testosterone. And mind you, the testosterone competes for binding sites that the estradiol would otherwise bind. We're going to talk about competitive inhibition in a moment. competitive inhibition, non-competitive inhibition. So three things. If you're listening just on the radio, write them down. Feedback loops, how hormones really work in the DNA, and competitive inhibition. If you just get those three things out of the show, you've gotten much. I see a greater day. I have a dream. I have a dream, and my dream is that more people will stop saying, "Doctor, what supplement should I take for this herbal, for this symptom?" Supplement. I didn't say pharmaceutical drug. Everybody else has that dream. My dream is that, "Doctor, I know I'm not going to get an herb for this problem. Explain to me how to make my body healthy and then give me the herb." That's my dream. The problems we have created for ourselves in holistic medicine, because we don't want to give people that. The problems we have created, they are endless. We have inflamed the medical doctors. We have inflamed the scientists. We have created depression and misery and mistrust on behalf of the public. This is not one-stop shopping. And when you have good herbs, great herbs, and you know where you can get them, and you're misunderstanding their use, you're not getting your return on the investment. So, competitive inhibition, feedback loops. Let's take a look at the liver. Let's take a look at the liver. We say the liver is really where hormones get balanced. Why? Well, I want you to go to picture number 11. Actually, you know what? Picture number 15. No, picture number 14. I get so into these pictures, I spin. Picture number 14. Take a look at the liver. Great picture. Isn't that a wonderful picture? Liver detoxification, bioactivation, phase one, phase two. What the liver does after you use your hormones. What the liver does after you use your hormones. So what do I mean after you use your hormones? After the testes puts out the testosterone, the ovary puts out the estrogen, and these hormones go to the cell, and they activate the DNA. And the DNA activates the RNA, and the cell does what it's supposed to do. The hormonal residues, or the hormonal excesses, like the excess cortisol, all runs over to the liver. Sooner or later, all roads lead to the liver. The big fat liver. Heaviest organ in the body. And what the liver does is chemically alters it. And we're going to even talk about those chemical alterations today. Because I want you to understand more deeply that when we say balance hormones through the liver, and you say, "Oh yeah, I did that liver flush. I drink that olive oil." No, we're going to level two now. And level two is to teach you that when we say liver detoxification, we mean something that's far deeper, that goes a lot further than just drinking olive oil. Phase two, you're looking at it. Phase two of liver detoxification is when the liver conjugates these excess hormones, or conjugates these hormonal metabolites. And that conjugation in the liver results in the dumping of these hormones into the gallbladder and out through the bile ducts and into the toilet. So, right, we're going to get to biliary flow. We're going to get to the all-important flow of these conjugated hormones. So that young man, he's hit puberty. He's growing, growing, growing. And he's got all these zits on his face. And he doesn't like those zits because he's 14, and he's just finding out about the opposite sex. And this is, you know, when you're 14, this is the most important thing in the world. If your parents aren't beating you over the head about the importance of grades and your high school GPA and college and what you're going to do with your life and why you have to start worrying yourself to neurosis now, because Dad's getting older and, well, he's getting tired on the farm. And so if your child's not neurotic about how he's got to know what he wants to do for the rest of his life at the age of 18, the most important thing to him then is girls. And yet he's got these big zits on his face. Well, those testicles are producing unbelievable amounts of testosterone, being joined by all these other toxic hormonal substances that are synergistically working with the testosterone his testes are producing. And all of this is going over to the liver. And the hepatocyte in the liver has to conjugate these in phase two of liver detox. So we're detoxing the body of excess hormone, of xenohormone, of hormonal imbalance in the liver in phase two, conjugation. And once we conjugate it, then we dump it into the bile ducts and it comes out of the body. Now I want you to go to picture 11. Isn't it cool if you're trying to learn off pictures? I mean, is this great or what? This is the way you want to do it. You want to take it to theater. You want to take it to a focal hour. And you want to talk and listen and build momentum. You want to share in the intensity of the human divine. Because that's how you get healthy. You want to activate yourself to create a symphony in the marvelous, marvelous design of the human body. It's how your body heals you. You got to bring your soul to the event. I have a dream that someday this is what we'll do out there in TV land. Carl Sagan did it for the solar system. I mean, just take a moment here. Pardon the diversion. Carl Sagan, the cosmos, Branca's brain. Carl Sagan, the famous astronomer. We cut off Giordano Bruno's head, Tycho Brahe, Kepler. We imprisoned Galileo for saying that the sun was the center of the solar system. Not the earth, but the sun. That was heresy in the 1400s. And Carl Sagan took the divine of the solar system and he turned it into Emmy Award-winning documentaries. Thus, years after his death, we know the name Carl Sagan. I envision a day when we'll do this for holistic medicine. Because it's an unbelievable odyssey. How your body heals itself is the single most exciting thing. Now look at this picture, picture number 11. Four things. Yeah, you can get it. Yeah, you drive a bus, you can get it. Yeah, you're a CPA. Yeah, you work in an office. You can get it. It's not complicated. You see, we've misdirected you from high school on into thinking it's complicated, and it's not. Methylation, sulfation, glucuronidation, and glutathione conjugation. Look at those words. Just four things that the liver does in phase two detox that pulls those excess hormones out of circulation, dumps them into the bile duct, and flushes them down the toilet bowl. So your facial hair goes away. So your cystic acne goes away. So your endometriosis goes away. So your periods from hell go away. So you can start conceiving as you normally would. You want to hear a story? I'll give you a story. Story time. Stories really tell you what it's about. One day years ago, I walk into a pizzeria. I'm from New York. In New York, you eat pizza. I walk into a pizzeria. I know the owner. The owner's Korean. Now, in New York, you can't do that. But out here in L.A., we put pineapple on pizza. So you can have Koreans owning pizzerias. And I knew this lady for years. Wonderful woman. Wonderful woman. Up there in Malibu. And she's distraught one day. She's sad. And she was never sad. And I said to her, why sad? And she said, my daughter can't get pregnant. And I said, she can't get pregnant. And I started asking questions. And lo and behold, after asking questions, I find out something that unfortunately nobody, and this woman made money. I mean, this is a pizzeria, number one fast food item in the world. Too bad we don't have more organic pizza places. This woman could afford good health care. And no one had pointed out to her that if your daughter's got endometriosis, she's not going to be able to get pregnant. Now, this is a Korean family. In traditional Korean heritage, you get married. You're supposed to pump out two boys. That's the first thing you do as a good wife. Give your husband and your grandparent and your family boys. And this woman can't even get pregnant. So I could understand how this very fine woman was distraught. And I said to her, wait a second. I said, Sung, I said, your daughter's got endometriosis. Fix the endometriosis. And she looks at me and she's not getting it. She's not understanding what I'm saying. And I'm saying, why don't you understand this? She's got endometriosis. And she couldn't understand it. And you know why? Because all her friends had endometriosis. All her friends growing up from age 14 on, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. This girl was about 21. They'd all had endometriosis. Endometriosis was normal. I mean, when I think about this, I understand why some people are concerned we're on the verge of revelation. How can you have educated, intelligent, upwardly mobile entrepreneurs smart enough to come from foreign countries, protected by our fine constitution? Yeah, I'm going to go through with this. Protected by our fine, wonderful constitution, making good money, sending their kids to good schools, Berkeley, Stanford, Harvard, and they don't understand something that basic. What does that mean? You have to think about what that means. Okay, you get the point. Now get the other point. When we say balance hormone so you can get pregnant, so you can get rid of your acne, so you can get rid of your facial hair, so you can start having a healthy period, so you can stop bleeding out during menopause, so you don't need a hysterectomy, and then they'll take the ovaries just for fun, or after they take out the uterus, your ovaries will shrink. If you say hormonal balance, so your testicles can produce testosterone against aromatase, against the estrogen, against high insulin, low testosterone, against high estrogen or high insulin, high testosterone if you're a woman, thus back to facial hair and cystic acne. If you say hormonal balance, you are obliged to get your liver methylating, sulfonating, glucuronidating, and enhancing glutathione conjugation. And if you really want to give me a heart attack, just say, oh yeah, I know, I take glutathione. Go ahead and say that. Because I'm going to fall right off my chair unconscious. Go ahead and say, oh yeah, I know that because I went to that medical doctor and I do IV drips of glutathione, vitamin C, arinthamine, and a few other intravenous amino acids to enhance my glutathione production. Please say that to me, or don't say that to me unless you want me to just fall off my chair. What you're going to do is get me high. What you're going to do is get me high. Get me high on my own endorphins by telling me you're going to start to understand that your problems live in the amount of extra work you're giving your liver. You're going to get me high by saying all the good things I take to help my liver. Liver Nano ND, Gallbladder Nano ND, the methylated B vitamins. Thank God we've got Premier Research Labs. Truly, thank God. At least we can trust product. We're going to take milk thistle. We're going to take curcumin. We're going to take the B vitamins. We're going to take methylated B vitamins to save the liver its methylation step. We're going to take good food to build the probiotics. We'll get to that one in a second. We're going to do all the things we need to do we're going to get me another hour on the air because I'm never going to finish this show. It's ridiculous. I've done 10 minutes of my show, and it's 45 minutes. I'm going to figure out a solution to this. I can't do part two next week. You lose momentum. I need 90 minutes. 90 minutes to knock it out of the park. Get me high. Methylation, sulfonation, glutathione conjugations, glucuronidation. What does it mean? It means feed the liver and then take the work off the back of the liver. It means eat more healthy. Minimize your exposure to garbage. Look, if you live in San Pedro, move. I'm sorry. If you live in Long Beach, move. If you live in Torrance, move. Move or build a bubble around your house. Buy a $1,200 IQ air filter and get all the tiny particulate, less than 0.0003 micron particulate garbage that you're not going to get from all the other filters. Get it out of your air. Do something. But my advice, move. If you're sick, you know, I do a lot of phone consults all over the world now. It's fascinating. Oh, is this fascinating? You're talking to someone in Beijing. You're talking to where, by the way, of course, someone's got to listen in on it. Thank our Constitution. Protect our Constitution. You're doing an internet Skype to someone in Beijing, and you're being told someone's going to listen to this and censor it. One more step. One more step. And is it 1776 once again? Portugal, South Africa, Indonesia, Malaysia, India, England, Italy. You talk to people all over the world, thanks Skype and that other one that we'll get hooked up to pretty soon. And they're living in sewers. It's like take your face and stuff it onto the end of the exhaust pipe of a car, suck those fumes in all day, and then call your local radio nutrition host and ask him what herb to take for your fibromyalgia. Oh, we've lost our minds? Move. Number one, you want to do your liver a favor? If you're living in a cesspool, move. I know it's too hard to hear. That's going to depress you. What are you going to do? You're going to panic. Life is difficult enough as it is. You can barely get out of bed, and now some maniac's telling you to move. Then don't move. Do something. You can do something. Start with the best. Work your way down to the least. And understand, health is an evolution. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Does it make sense? Do you get psyched? I do. 3 years, the more I do this show, the happier it makes me. This is my time each week to talk to God. This is like communion. This is the communion I didn't get in the Catholic Church. I put that host on my tongue and I said, why don't I feel any different? I got confirmed in the sixth grade and the Holy Spirit came into me and I walked off. I almost wanted to run up to the bishop and go, Bishop, I don't feel any different. What's the deal here? The deal is God lives in you. And if you go explore it, you're going to find lots of mystery. And you can celebrate that every single day. You can celebrate that with your friends, with your family, at your work every single day. Wherever you put your talent is where you find God. And that's the way it is for me. Methylation, sulfation, glucuronidation, glutathione conjugation, henceforth. Never think about hormonal balance until you think about conjugating the excess hormones out of the body. Now, the bile ducts, do I even need to get into it? 6 minutes left on the show, 9 minutes left, 8 minutes left on the show. You already know. If you're new to the show, get to show number 20. Get to any of my shows on stress. Get to any of my shows on head trauma. If you're new to the show, just show number 20. Don't walk into a doctor's office, mine or anybody else's, and say, hormonal balance. I know this is hormonal. What should I do? Don't do that unless you see bile in the toilet bowl. Yeah, the number one most successful way, still, reigning champion, WBA champ, USC full contact champ, number one champ, number one way to balance your hormone. I don't care what hormonal, get the bile flowing. Done. Done. It may take 50 gallbladder flushes. It may take you 2 years. 2 years. That guy, oh yeah, I did that liver flush. I took that coin grass, and I take care of my liver pretty good. Capsule of this, a capsule of that. Can't understand it. How about 2 years? How about every month for 2 years, you swallow half a cup of oil? How about we get real about this? How about we get you healthy? 2 years? You're 70 years old. You're 70. You've been destroying your biliary ducts for 60 years. You grew up on a farm in Missouri. 60 years of fibrosing your liver. The sclera, the white of your eye, has brown pigment in it. The liver is that fibrosed. You've got partial jaundice, although your doctor says there's nothing wrong with your gallbladder. Your blood is hemolyzed because the RBCs don't conjugate, because your bile ducts are so clogged. Your liver's enzymes are subclinically high. You have every single sign that you've got nothing but fibrosis in your liver. Of course, you're not symptomatic. The guy at Kaiser said you're fine. And you're not flushing your liver? 2 years. 2 years. That's where you see gain. Number one, WBA champ. For balancing hormone, get the bile flowing. Done deal. Now I'm going to add to it. I'm going to add to it. And hopefully we can do, maybe we should do a part two. I don't know. Here's another one. Sleep. That's all I'm going to say. Sleep. You're not sleeping. Forget balancing your hormone. Forget making your hormones. Forget everything. Sympathetic dominance. You don't know what that means. It's some vague word up there. Yeah, you go on vacation once a year. Yeah, you go to church on Sunday. Yeah, you relax Sunday afternoon. No, that's not cutting it. Even the Surgeon General changed. Remember? Surgeon General says 20 minutes of exercise, 3 days a week. I love the people I see out here at the complex. They walk around the complex for lunch. 20 minutes. That's a good thing. Doctor says, exercise 20 minutes three times a week. Even the Surgeon General says, move your buttocks hardcore. 75 minutes a day, 5 days a week, with your heart rate way up after medical clearance, of course. Move it that fast. Because if you don't sleep and you don't exercise, forget it. There's no such thing as hormonal balance. Somebody said to get rid of your facial hair, your cystic acne, you've got to exercise? Is that what I pay for when I see my doctor to be told to exercise? I knew that when I walked in. Why should I pay those rates? You get my point. Competitive inhibition. We're there. Competitive inhibition. I want you to go to picture number 21. And I want you to also look at picture number 20. Picture number 25. But right now, look at picture number 21. If you're really fancy and you can look at two screens at the same time, look at 21 and 25 simultaneously. Understand, picture number 21 is basically saying that enzyme, that thing in the blue, that big monster in the blue, the enzyme, has a big thing in the red. That big thing in the red, which is a substrate. So if you're listening in the road, the big thing in the blue is like a big piece of cheese with a few holes in it. And into those holes is going to bind the normal substrate, the tissue in which that hormone is going to work, the substrate. So the enzyme in the blue is going to bind to the substrate in the red. And that's what we call normal. That's what we call healthy. That's what we call normal physiology. And that substrate in the red gets competed with by the competitive inhibitor, the bad guy. Competitive inhibitor, your xenoestrogens. Or a non-competitive inhibitor in the purple. Either way, your hormones, as they bind to the substrate, are interfered with other chemicals we call competitive or non-competitive inhibitors. And that's how we should understand xenoestrogens. Picture number 26. Avoid xenoestrogens, toxins, false estrogens, compounds resembling hormones that are incorporated into our body as if they are true hormones. You read the list on your own. Look at that list. And that's the small list. And your liver, yeah, you're a jet fuel mechanic at LAX. Not to mention the radiation. Not to mention the air, the water, the meats, the fast food junk. All of it combined, even if you work on the farm, is beating up your liver. And it competes then, even if the liver can handle it, it competes inhibitively. A competitive inhibitor or a non-competitive inhibitor, it competes with the hormone binding to the substrate. That's what we mean by I'm growing hair on my face and I'm only 26. 1 minute left. 60 seconds to take this into you. Picture 1, 2, 3, 6, 7. Feedback loops, competitive inhibition, biliary conjugation, the real use of herbs. Wonderful stuff. You have a great week. One more student, 714-850-1007. New roads to be made. See you next week.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.